Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Mike.
I go back to before Christmas conversation I had with Doug about the Holy Spirit, and he said it is missed, like missed. Well, on Christmas Day, we woke up to a beautiful rain, a real present, real Christmas present. And I drove to Dunedin, and we got to 3 Mile Hill. The rain had stopped, but there was a low cloud down. And I was in the house with my son-in-law, Andy, and I looked out the window and I said to Andy, there's a real presence out there. A reminder that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And shortly after that, I said to Andy, I always think of you when we sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And a beautiful smile came over his face. Anyway, on the way home that night, I was thinking about Andy, and the first time he was on our farm. And I was taking him around, and he's a male nurse, he'd no farming background. And I came to the pea crop and I said, the peas are like Jesus. They take away the sins and the diseases for the following wheat crop. And Andy went quiet for a minute and then he corrected me and he said, no, I think the peas are John the Baptist preparing the way. Needless to say, this year we are blessed with probably the best crop of peas we've ever had, thanks to the sunshine. 3 days later, in scripture, was John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. And on that occasion, the Holy Spirit came down on Jesus as he came out of the water in the form of a dove. And there was a word from God, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So at that baptism, we had the Trinity. And now, Doug, the mist is gone, the light is shining around us, and let us sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Thank you. the next one. Our next one was sung at Andy and Amy's wedding. It was the most marvellous setting in Rotorua in a redwood forest. It was like a cathedral in the forest. And this is their favourite.
Springtime and harvest.
Thank you.